Just give me overall thoughts on being a Rocket again.
Excited, you know. I never wanted to leave Houston. When I left the first time, it wasn't. You know, I was hurt the first time I left Houston, and so to be back, it's almost like a relationship that's mending some wounds or something. But it feels good, though. It feels good to be here, and I'm just not here just to be excited, and I'm here to play ball. And so I'm ready to just get things started. I'm excited about the summertime, getting ready in the summer, so I can show what I can do during the regular season.
I want you. Last year with Minnesota, looking at the Rockets from the outside, what do you think they were missing to get over that hump? Say, this in first round playoffs, et cetera.
They was missing Mike James.
Okay, now that you're here, what else do they need? Put you on the spot right now, but you know, you can give me a position, not a name, just give me a position.
I mean, that laugh is basically, you know, I think that the team has what the team needs. You can always, like Coach said, you can always use good players. You know, more good players don't ever hurt a team, because the only way you can win in this game is with good players. And so people that are good and understand their roles and accept their roles, and then, you know, you go from there.
Now, Minnesota paper said you could be kind of, I guess, talk to Kevin McHale or whatever, and hinted at maybe it best be all the part ways. Is that correct?
I mean, it's just that both parties is, you know, my biggest problem is, why does an organization, when an organization is not satisfied with how a player plays, the organization has the choice to just move this player without this player having no say-so in it. But why can't the player have any say-so in if they don't feel like that's the right fit for them? And so then the player is considered selfish, is money hungry, is all these other things when they say, I don't want to be here. I don't feel like this is the right move for me. But when the organization does it, you say, it's the business. So, you know, it was just one of those things where it just didn't fit. It just didn't fit. And so I felt like, you know, the best thing for both sides was to part ways.
Have you had a chance to think about playing with Rafer in the backcourt?
That's my boy. Me and Skip been playing together since high school. Me and Skip played for the same AAU team. You know, we both played for the Long Island Panthers, so Skip and I have a relationship. So it really doesn't matter how he plays, if he plays us behind one another or side by side. You know, I'm not the coach. I don't know what the coach's decision is going to be. All I know is preparation.
Thanks, man.